Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Weekdays with Murph. As most of you already know, Cody's in New York right now and for the next few days, and he's left our child in my hands. I'm taking care of the show. So this morning was the final Dancing with the Stars cast announcement on Good Morning America, and so today I have Kristen Burt with me, who is our only five-time guest, by the way, to help me make sense of all this craziness that is the Dancing with the Stars cast and break it all down for you guys. So we'll talk about our predictions, our favorites, and who we're most surprised about. So, hey, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I need a big nap. It's been a crazy couple days just trying to get all the inside scoop on what's happening behind the scenes Dancing with the Stars. And it's been interesting this season because people that I normally talk to that are like, this is what's happening, no worries, like, you know, here are some names, or this is who's getting cast. They were like, we don't even know what's happening. So there was a lot of chaos going on behind the scenes at the last minute.
Well, that's what I said to my mom yesterday. I was like, normally I can, like, they announce it, but I already know before they're going to announce it pretty much who's going to be on, but I had no idea this time. I had no clue what was happening. And then, you know, the tweets on the Dancing with the Stars 360 page, I could tell it was just killing you because you were, like, so everywhere because there was so much information and everybody was like, so to recap. And I was, like, getting a massive headache from all the craziness yesterday.
Yeah, so. It's interesting because I normally, like, I did So You Think You Can Dance after show, got back to my house at 9 p.m. West Coast time, and I thought, okay, great, that's it for the night, and I'll just wake up early tomorrow and you know, get up in time for the East Coast Good Morning America feed, and someone dropped something in my lap, and I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So it was like, in L.A., and so I just, you know, threw a little nugget out there. Passionate, and I try and like answer people's tweets and read everything, and I've been able to read everything, but I've not been able to respond to a lot of questions because either I didn't have the information and I didn't even want to put any misinformation out there because there were so many rumors swirling, or I just wasn't able to get to it, or I've already answered the question and I was like, y'all have to just read my Twitter feed because it's there.
Just go read it, find it for yourself. Well, there was a lot of people. I'm in, like, this group message on Kick with, like, 10, maybe 12 girls that watch the show. I cannot keep up. Like, I muted the app so that it won't send me notifications, and I just go on there to drop stuff on them every once in a while, and then I, like, leave because I can't take it. Like, there's 10 people coming at me at once. They all want to talk. They're all having something different to say. Half the time they're fighting with each other. Over, well, not fighting, but you know how it is, the little cat fight. And I'm like, I'm not here for this. I'm here to let you know this is what's happening. And I told them what's going on in the show. Then we talk about who we, like, you know, before the announcement, we would talk about who we thought was going to be announced and all this stuff. But I would, like, drop one thing in them or, like, drop them a link to a Tumblr post or something, and then I was, like, out of there. I'm not in that fight all the time anymore. I used to be, and I cannot keep up. It stresses me out.
Yeah, it's best not to get involved in the fights. I have to be honest. It's, you know, oftentimes, like, when I come off the air from Dancing with the Stars on AfterBuzz, there'll be, you know, some negative tweets, and I can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's so okay to have that opinion, and sometimes I can engage with people and go, oh, I see your point. That's a good perspective. But other people just come at you and attack right away, and I just think, well, you know, you're actually attacking me personally, and I can't even answer or respond to this. And so you just can't engage even in, like, well, this is why I thought that. It's just, like, you're wrong for seeing a certain dance a certain way. But we always, you have to go back to and remember this. Dance is an art, and art is subjective. And you may see something one way, and I may see something another. And that's what it is.
Oh, these girls come at me, like, and they're, it's not negative stuff, but, well, cause like, 95% of the time, it's just conversation, but there's 10, 12 girls at once, and I can't take it. I'm like, nope, I'm sorry, everybody's coming at me at once, I cannot handle all your messages, and it used to come to my phone as notifications, like, each individual one, and my phone, I remember I was sitting in church one night, and something happened, like, relevant, like a tweet or something, and it was a big deal. And my phone was on vibrate, and it, like, vibrated itself off the bench from next to me because of all the notifications. I was like, I can't take it. I cannot handle you crazy people all the time.
Yeah, you know, but, and we just, each season brings its own flavor. Each season brings out contenders early on, and then there's always a surprise contestant that does really well that you never thought was going to do well. So it's just one of those things. I'm like, I just like to wait and see. I'm someone that's journey. I like someone that, like, takes me on a trip, and I grow with them, and it's interesting, and I learn their story. You know, it's, to me, it's not always, like, it has to be the best dancer that wins, or it has to be the four best dancers that are in the finale. I'm okay with, like, the person that's pretty good but just had a really great amount of growth being in the top four.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. I'm the same way. And the people that are entertaining, like Bill Engvall, I wanted Bill Engvall. I seriously wanted him to win Dancing with the Stars just because I loved how much fun he was having. Like, I was like, I hope you win just for that. Just for, you know, being you. Like, I love that so much.
But it's people like that that really embrace the journey of it. Like Bill. Bill was a great example of that. I think that they do feel like they won. They didn't walk home with a trophy, they just felt, I think, for Bill and his wife and Emma, they have a friendship that's going to last a lifetime. For Emma, it was her first season. It was exciting. I just think the magic of all of that, you can't take that away, because that's going to be a great memory 10 years from now still.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have a lot to discuss, so we're going to get into these couples. And this is just the order that they are on this website I'm looking at right now. So the first one it says on here is Kim Zolciak, and she's a Real Housewife of, I don't know what city, I should probably
Atlanta,
know.
Atlanta.
I was thinking she was the Atlanta Housewife, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to say it and be wrong. But she is a Real Housewife of Atlanta, and she's partnered with Tony D'Avalani. So how you feeling
about
Kim?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Kim is best friends with NeNe Leakes. They've had an on-and-off friendship, but they are good. So I wonder if she requested him. That's entirely possible, knowing that NeNe had a good experience with Tony. But there's also the height issue, and I've seen a lot of information out there that Kim was paired with Val. But Kim is just a little bit too tall for Val, especially if they're going to throw her in a pair of heels. It wouldn't have been ideal. So, but, Kim is a hoop. She drops a lot of F-bombs. She's got a colorful mouth. But, you know, Tony knows how to handle sassy women.
he knows
how to handle sassy women, like NeNe, Leah Remini. And, I mean, obviously, Leah and Tony, their families are the best friends, which I love. So I'm actually pretty positive about this. I don't know. I honestly don't expect Kim to be in the top four, but I expect that Tony will be able to take her as far as he can, given whatever her talents are on the dance floor, and I don't know what those are yet.
Well, and she'll be, if nothing else, she'll be entertaining because of how, like, crazy her personality is, and so she'll at least be eccentric, if nothing else. Like, even if she's a terrible dancer, she'll be funny to watch, so.
She will be. The rehearsal packages for Kim Zolciak will probably be worth the price of admission alone, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So next we have Gary Busey, and he's with Anna Tribunskaya. First of all, I was so shocked to find out he was doing Dancing with Stars, and like I just don't know what to think about that.
Yeah, Gary's a live wire, and you know this is interesting because he was announced on Kimmel, which tapes here at around 5 o'clock here in Los Angeles. So the news started like trickling down when people were at the taping. Got the information that it was Gary Busey, and because there was question, like, is Lindsay a pro? And then I was able to confirm Lindsay was a pro. I'm like, that seems like a really weird pairing to me, like Lindsay and Gary. Just because Gary's kind of a live wire, and it just seemed too odd to me because I already knew at this point that Allison had Andy, which originally was Peter's partner. Trying to follow all of this, so. I just kind of took a step back, and I was like, all right, I don't know if that's going to work or whatever. And then that's when that information dropped in my lap at 10 p.m. last night, and someone's like, they basically were like, Lindsay does not have Gary, but it's actually someone you know pretty well that has Gary. And
yeah.
I thought, are you kidding me? And that's when I threw out there, I dropped the hit that Anna was coming back, and it's perfect. It's perfect. I know Anna well enough. And, listen, Anna personality, and I can't wait to see them out there on the dance floor. It's going to be a fun dynamic.
Well, when I saw that he was going to be on the show, I was like, who on earth could they possibly put him with that can handle them? And then it kind of made sense to me when they said that Anna was coming back. I was like, that makes sense. And then I got, like, my phone blew up. Like, I got, like, in a group text message from, like, four different people. They were like, guys. And they were like, we think Anna's coming back. And then we found out that she was actually coming back. And we all freaked out about it, of course, because that's what we do best. So I'm excited to see that. But I think she can handle him. I think it's going to be so funny, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She can handle it. No worries.
Oh, yeah. She's sassy. She's got that attitude. She can handle it. Okay, so we have Paula Deen, and she's with Louis Van Amstel, which we found out he's coming back, too, apparently, today. So, and I didn't know before. I didn't even expect that. I didn't even think of it. But what do you think about Paula Deen, Kristen?
This is a tough one. You know, and I was talking with someone about this, in that she said today on record that this was not an attempt to repair her image. Obviously, she had a lot of trouble with the racism accusations and trying to come back from all of that. She is very fit. When I saw her on Good Morning America, I was like, look at her. She's in really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's going to be tough for her. And this is my thought. You know, when you're someone that has maybe a drug or an alcohol problem and you get yourself sober, you know, you go to rehab and you get your life back on track, people are often very quick to forget, to forgive and to forget and to let you move on. How you kind of come back from racism accusations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't necessarily go to rehab for that. So I'm not sure that everyone will believe it. I have heard people that have worked with her find that she's very kind. So maybe this will rehab her image. Louie's another one who's pretty strict in rehearsal, but I also think she will bring out a lighter side of him. So I'm curious. I'm curious to see how this played out, because when she was originally announced, a lot of people just said, I'm not too happy about this. So we'll see how it comes out. But they're going to be – I'm very curious.
Well, I was really surprised to hear, you know, at first, before they actually officially announced that she was going to do the show, I was like, well, that's interesting. Like, I wouldn't have thought of that. And then I was like, you know, maybe that'll make, like, people get over. That sounds so, like, you know, insensitive. But, you know, people, she was accused of doing something, and whether, you know, she did what everyone thinks or, you know, what she intended, I don't know, because I wasn't there. But, you know, she's apologized for offending anyone, and so maybe this will, like, help people, like, see another side of her that will make them not so angry with her anymore. So I'm interested to see her. I'm excited to see everybody, but I'm actually really excited to see her. And I told my grandmother this morning, I read her, I called her and told her everyone that was doing the show. And her sister is like a Paula Deen, like, fangirl. She's like, I have to call Deenie. I can't wait for her to find out. So they're excited for that.
Fans. Yeah, she has plenty of fans. Like, you know, I don't want to make it like everyone's against her, but I think that this is going to be a really interesting journey. And if Louie can, you know, get her up to speed and keep her around a bit, I think it'll be good for her image. I really do, even though she's saying she's not doing it for an image rehab type of thing.
Right. Yeah, that may not be her initial motivation, but it'll definitely help. And if people see a different side of her, they'll realize maybe that everything they thought may not be true. And then, you know, you might see a side of her that makes you think you were right, but we don't know. We haven't seen it yet. So I'm intrigued to see her for sure. Okay, so we have Nick Carter, one of the Backstreet Boys, which is, like, just so great, with Sharna Burgess. And I am so excited. They're, like, my favorite right now. Like, for some reason, they're just jumping out at me.
Yeah, this is a killer couple right away. Nick is someone, obviously, has a musical background, so he's going to understand musicality when it comes to being out there on the dance floor. And, you know, he's not a ballroom dancer by any means, but he certainly has an understanding of choreography and how to rehearse and things like that from his days in Backstreet Boys. But you're matched up with Sharna, and gosh, Sharna's one of the best choreographers on that show. She knows how to put a routine together. She knows how to handle personalities. this is a couple to beat this season. I mean, I would put them as the early
players. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. When I saw today, like, when I read the list of who was partnered with who, I was like, yes, like, that is jumping out at me as, like, my favorite. I'm going to have to root for them. It just automatically hit me that they were going to do really well. So I'm so excited to see them together. Okay, we have Victor Espinoza, who is a Triple Crown winning horse jockey, with Karina Smirnoff. And when they first said he was doing the show, all I could think of was, who's short enough to be his partner? I don't know if that was just me, but that was my first thought.
No one,
who's
really.
Enough
I mean,
to dance with
no
him?
One. I think the one that was closest to his height was Whitney, but they paired him with Karina, who's a few inches taller than him. She's 5'5". I don't know where to place him. You know, athletes have a tendency, you know, normally they do better than some of the regular people that come on the show. He's a jockey. He's just sitting on a horse versus he's not someone like that's out in the football field using their feet all the time and he's quick. But he's small, so he's going to be light on his feet most likely. Maybe a quick step is going to be something very easy for him. I'm curious. He seemed a little sedate on the Good Morning America show. He was a little bit quieter than I thought he would be. So, but I'm glad to see Karina back. She knows how to work with athletes very well. She understands their language. So I don't have like a huge opinion of it yet, but I can't wait to see how Karina really brings him out and showcases him on the dance floor.
Yeah, and my mom doesn't really like, she watched the last season because she was all about Robert Hurry's rank, so don't get me started on that, but she's not really into the show as much as I am, but the first thing when I said Victor Espinoza, she's like, the only person short enough to dance with him is Whitney. Like, she knows that much, and she barely watches. And then we found out he was with Karina, and I was like, isn't Karina like 5'6", but she's 5'5", so she's a little taller than him, but I'm sure they'll find a way to make it work. But I think he's adorable, so I'm so excited to see him. I'm excited for everybody. Like, this is the first time I don't have somebody I don't like. Okay, so we have Hayes Greer, who's like a Vine star, to my understanding, and he is with Emma Slater. So what'd you think about that?
You know, when I heard it was a Vine star, I mean, I was joking. I'm like, who's next? Snapchat star? But, you know, we have
to
realize.
Yeah, for real.
For real, why not a Snapchat star next? But, you know, we have to realize, like, this is the age of social media, and social media is making stars out of people, and we may not follow them, but understand he's got way more followers than I ever will have, and you have to realize where his place is in terms of, like, internet celebrity.
Yeah.
And he's a young kid. We've seen Mia Willow on. She can do it. So can he. He's got Emma. So
yeah.
Another person that she knows very well how to handle different personalities. She knows how to take someone that can't dance and make them look good and have fun and embrace a character. So, you know, Hayes, even though he's young, he's also not shy being kind of the star that he is. So this woman, you know, she may have more challenges in the rehearsal studio with him, but I think that she's going to be able to develop something really unique with him.
Well, and a lot of people have a problem with the fact that they're literally internet stars, but, you know, like Bethany Mota, a lot of people didn't like Bethany Mota being on the show there. Like, she's not a celebrity, but before she was ever even on the show, she wasn't just a YouTube star. Like, she had so much other stuff going on. Like, she was, like, her own brand already, and she has so many, like, different things happening that she is, like, truly a celebrity, and people just don't realize it. Like, people who are older or people who aren't really into YouTube and stuff, they don't realize that, like, she has her, you know, she's got something going on in pretty much every market, and she is a celebrity, even though it's like she's a YouTube star. But, I mean, they are celebrities. It just depends on your age group, how big of one they are.
Right. Bethany wasn't necessarily on ABC doing a sitcom, but this opened her up to a new audience. And look, she's a great role model. She speaks about bullying and speaking out against bullying. And let's be honest, she's an entrepreneur who's worth way more than most of the people that are criticizing her. So,
absolutely.
She's very, very smart.
And, you know, I had watched Bethany Mota for years and years, like everybody else my age. And she has, you know, she has YouTube. She has her clothing line. She has her perfume. She has everything going on. And people were like, she's not a celebrity. She's on YouTube. And I'm like, she's worth so much more money than you will ever be. So I wouldn't be doubting that YouTube thing.
With that. And, you know, and she, and you saw her come out of her shell. Like, it took before she really started to blossom. But hey, they got her all the way to top four. Come on.
And I love seeing her on there. I love seeing her in like such a in a different way because you see her all, you see them all the time, especially on the especially with the internet stars, of course. But you see them all the time in videos and on social media. But seeing them in that situation where they're not comfortable with what they're doing and they're having to do something new, just like everybody else. And it's, I mean, I enjoy that journey. Like you said, the journey is what I'm in it for. Because when people are good on the first episode, I'm like, okay, you know, you're going to the finals. Go have a seat. Let me watch everybody else who's having a struggle to get there. I like the couples that have to struggle all the way to the finals.
Yeah, or Team Sharkaroo last season, you know? Like, let's watch them fall in love on TV. That's so cool.
Yes, oh my gosh.
It was really cute.
I stalked them so hard. Don't even... Honestly, I feel like people are like, you stalk them. Like, no, I don't stalk. I investigate, first of all. Second of all, you know what? I saw it just like the rest of America did. I can stalk them on the internet if I want.
So I if they're posting, I can look.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if she's going to post a photo, maybe I'm going to be the first like on Instagram because I got a notification about it, but that's okay. You know what? I could be doing drugs. That's what I tell people. I could be doing drugs or something else.
Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
Yeah, kids, don't do drugs. That's our PSA for the day. Okay. We have, I'm not sure how you say it. Is it Tamar or Tamar Braxton with
Tamar.
Val Schmierkowski? Tamar? Okay, that's what I thought. With Tamar Val Schmierkowski.
Yeah, this one is interesting because to me, it's someone different than what we've seen Val with the last two seasons. You know, we've seen him with Janelle, and we've seen him win with Rue. Tamar, she's another one that's been involved in the music industry, someone that will have a sense of musicality. I don't know how well she moves, so this one's going to be an interesting one to watch and see where Val just came. It's hard when you come off of someone that could dance extremely well.
Yeah.
And we don't know Tamar's capabilities yet, but you have to sort of adjust. And I know for Whitney Carson last season, coming off of Alfonso and going into Chris, it was an adjustment. You know, you can't have the same expectations of what rehearsal looks like. So I'll be interested to see how Val handles this season. It's kind of exciting because it's a new challenge for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think she's so funny. Like, I see the commercials or the advertisements for Braxton Family Values all the time. And I always am like, I'm going to watch that show, and I never do. But whenever I see the ads for it, I always laugh. So, you know, it'll be interesting. Even if she's not a good dancer, even if she's not that great on the show, she'll at least be entertaining, and that's the whole point. That's why everybody watches. I mean, you know, everybody wants to see something funny and something entertaining, so.
And Tamar was kind of a fun little surprise this morning because no one had suspected that she was on, and a lot of people
had
some Dulciac. So that was, you know, one of the elements of surprise that happened this morning.
Yeah, I didn't expect that for sure. Well, there were several people I didn't expect at all, and I had no idea who they were going to announce. And, you know, before, like, in previous seasons when they would announce everybody at one time, you kind of had an idea everybody that they were going to announce, and you were just waiting to see who they were partnered with. No idea what was going on this season. I was so out of it. And I was like, maybe I'm not stalking the internet hard enough. But, no, nobody knew. Like, everybody was in the same spot of being so confused and so, like, not knowing what's going on, so... It wasn't just me. Not this time. Okay, so we have Andy Grammer with Allison Holker, and I am so excited to see him dance on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, this is another couple, I think, one to watch. Just from on paper, you know, I haven't seen them dance or anything, but a musician, so of course, I always say they're going to at least have an understanding of rhythm, but you also have Allison coming off an outstanding season with Riker, and...
Yeah.
Allison's not ever, ever, ever in her life to do anything 50%. She lives her life at 110%. I always admire that about her. She's done some really creative things with choreography and with her partners, even when it was Jonathan Bennett. She, you know, works really hard at thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
So, of course, she wasn't originally Andy's partner, PETA was, but I think that this is kind of a good fit. Especially where he'd worked a couple days with PETA, and now that he's here with Allison, I just think that it's going to be definitely one of those to keep your eye out for.
Yeah, for sure. And going back to what you said about Allison, she absolutely, like, I admire that so much about her, too, because you can tell that she's, like, putting everything she has into, like, bettering herself and learning more, like, different dance styles and, like, opening up to all different things she can do. And she's just, like, trying to be as creative as possible. And she's always seems to be, like, working hard and striving to do a better job. And I admire that so much. And when they first said Andy Grammer, like, my immediate thought for who his partner would be was going to be Whitney. Like, I just thought, I was like, totally Whitney. And then it was not. And I was like, well, I guess my radar is off, because that's what immediately, that's what I thought. But
I'm disappointed that Pete is injured, because I do think that Pete would have been a contender with him as well. And I adore Pete. I mean, for me, what sold me like 150% on Pete, if I wasn't already there, was her season with Tommy. And I just think it opened up a whole new side to her. And
the dance they did where Tommy was, I can't remember what song they danced to, but he came out of the car and Peter was in, like, the green dress. That was, like, sold me. I was, like, Peter Murgatroyd fan for the rest of my life because of that.
Yeah, you're, like, just done. And I just thought they were both so sweet together. There was just, like, a sweet friendship there that I just really appreciated. And so, you know, I really want to wish Peter well, and I hope she rests up so that she is okay for season 22. You always want to take care of injuries as quickly as possible so you're not out for the long term. But, you know, Allison's going to do a great job with Andy, and, you know, I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, me too, for sure. Okay, so we have Bindi Irwin, who was, like, the first person we found out was doing the show, and she's with Derek Huff, which I expected. When they said Bindi, I was like, I feel like she's going to be with Derek Huff. So I'm so excited to see her. I think she's so cute, and I know that's so weird because they're the same age, but, well, actually, I'm older than her. Thank you. But I'm so excited to see her, and she's just so happy to be on the show and so excited about it, and I just love that.
Yeah, when I spoke with Derek on Sunday. I interviewed him at the Emmys reception for the choreographers, and you know, it hadn't been announced yet. He's like, oh, let's just admit it, I've got Bindi. Like, he just kind of came out and said it. But he said some really nice things. Like, not only is she one of the most positive people he's ever met, but just that he thought she was going to be really interesting to work with because she's very connected to nature and the earth and animals, just the nature of her job. And he thinks that she's going to be very connected to dance as a result of that. The girl, she's a great role model, so I love that she's on the show this season. I already know, I can already picture it now, you know, my most memorable year, it's probably going to be about her dad that she lost 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And Marty, like, oh, there's a sob story.
That's what I thought immediately, too.
Yeah.
I was like, we're all going to cry.
We're all going to cry. I mean, she's not a dancer, but we know that Derek can pretty much whip anyone into shape. He really knows what to do with that. So, you know, I think a lot of people thought maybe Bindi was going to be with Mark because he's had some younger contestants, but, you know, also, Derek has had a few younger contestants, and he's going to be just fine. They're fine. They're definitely a couple you want to keep your eye out for. Even if she can't dance really well, Derek will showcase her in a way that she'll make it fairly deep into the run if she's not in the top four.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was my first thought, is that she would be with Derek, because, you know, I feel like Mark has had a lot of younger contestants, and so they were kind of like, I'm not going to do that again, just because that's really predictable. And I was like, I feel like she'll be with Derek. And I really thought that would be a good match because their personality seemed to, like, they'll work well together. So I'm excited for that. Okay, we have Carlos Pina Vega and Alexa Pina Vega. They're married, obviously. And he is with Whitney, and Alexa is with Mark. So I'm excited we have a married couple. I think that's hilarious.
Yes. Now, I heard they're not being too competitive with each other. Alexa's been saying, you know, I really want my husband to do well and vice versa. So aren't they nice? Because I'd be like, I'm going to kill it. Yeah.
I would be like, I'm going to beat him so hard, and then he's going to do the dishes for a month. That would be me, but whatever.
I think that they're with great partners. You know, Whitney and Carlos together on the dance floor are going to look amazing. Just, I think that they're well matched, and I think they're both really good looking. Whitney's very creative. You also have, and Mark, who I think had the most outstanding season with Willow. I wish that had been nominated with an Emmy. I think he and Alexa are also couples to watch. Like, these are other people I would put on the list. You know, take a look at what Alexa and Mark are going to do. Take a look at what Carlos and Whitney are going to do. And I do think that meeting husbands live, it's going to motivate both of them to do really well in the studio and then out there on the dance floor.
That's what I think too. And I'm so excited. I saw a little video. There was like Dancing with the Stars tweeted a video of Alexa and Carlos doing Wim and the Nene, and I thought it was so funny. I was like, this is going to be great. I can't wait to see them both. They look like they're having such a fun time, and I'm just really excited for everybody, as you can probably tell by now. But I'm excited for them, too. There's nobody that I'm not excited to see. Okay, got to keep going. We have two more. Power through.
Yes.
We've got, we have Chaka Khan, who is with Keo. And at first, I was like, oh, she's one of those Where Are They Now celebrities. And then I was like, Mom, doesn't she sing the song on the tampon commercial? I know. So uneducated. But you know what? That's where I know her from. So...
Chaka Khan. Okay, I'm actually seeing Chaka. I saw Chaka Khan perform at the Hollywood Bowl here in Los Angeles a couple of years ago. She did, this is the greatest thing ever, she did 5 songs and had 3 wardrobe changes in 5 songs. I think that's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, I think like being a diva, and I love that. I love the sassy, like, diva, like, I'm in charge women. Like Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
All
she's
going
to be fun to watch. I think that this is a contestant that'll keep Keo also in the race longer. I don't think she's like a 1 or 2 week contestant that gets booted off. I do think that this will at least keep him in the mix till mid-season, if not later. So,
yeah,
I'm excited. I think it's a good pairing. I think personality-wise, these two will play off of each other well. You know, she's sassy. He's very playful, and I think she'll be able to draw that out from out of him more, so that we can see it on camera. Because I've seen him in AfterBuzz come to visit us, and he's fun. He's playful, and we haven't seen that with his
Yeah. Prior
two contestants.
Yeah, he was in your Periscope the other day when I was in there, and he was like messaging in there, and I saw him. But I'm really excited for her too. I think she'll be fantastic. And can you imagine like the wardrobe? Like, you know she's going to have, like, the greatest costumes, because she's going to be all about the bling. Like, she's going to want the greatest costume. I mean, I would, too. Like, if you're going to go big or go home, like, come on. Dancing with the Stars. Rhinestones are okay.
That's right.
All right. We have one more. We've done this. We've done a good job, too. Okay. It's Alex. It's not Alex. I thought it was Alex. Scarlato.
Yep.
Is that how you say it?
Yep.
There we go. And he's with Lindsay Arnold, and I had to Google him because I had no idea who he was. He is in the military. That's all I gathered from the internet. So,
well, he helped foil that terrorist attack a few weeks ago on the train
there
in Europe.
You go.
Yeah. So he's a hero, and you know what? That's a great story. And his life has turned around on a dime because of this situation. And he signed last night. Lindsay knew she was a pro, but she basically went to bed not knowing who her contestant was. I mean, that's how last minute this whole thing was. Lindsay didn't even
know
what I'm hearing. This is what I'm hearing. From what I'm hearing, she didn't even know if she was officially a pro until she landed in New York. So she was on that plane not knowing if, like, I'm on a plane. I think I'm a pro. Maybe, or I could be in troop. It could go either way. They were signing celebrities just that last minute. But I think that this is a great story. It's amazing what he did. And, I mean, from his military background, that's his call to action. He understands that. That's his duty. But we're going to get to see him on a dance floor, which is not something that he's going to be comfortable with. But I'm really intrigued to see the two of them together, because we haven't seen Lindsay as pro since Victor Ortiz. And we're going to get that opportunity to see her back. I know she's thrilled to be back. And then we get someone that's out of his element. But you know he's got the discipline, so he's going to be really focused when it comes to being in that rehearsal studio. So he's got that element going for him.
Right, and I'm happy to see her back, too, because I really enjoyed when she was a pro before. And, yeah, I had no idea who he was. I'll just be honest, I had no idea, and then I Googled it. But, he'll definitely be one of those people that takes a while for them to, like, break out of their shell and be open and, like, comfortable. But I feel like once he does, he could be a contender, too. I think everybody has a pretty good shot. Like, I can't really point out anyone right now where you think, they're going home the first week. Because, you know, there's always that person where you're like, well, you know, you just signed a contract. You know, the ink's not even dry and you're done. But
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, because, you know, some people may say, oh, well, Gary Busey's going to be the first one that goes home. But think about this. Gary is unpredictable, and you never know what he's going to do or say. So do you want to keep him around a few more weeks just to get that unpredictability factor? Maybe. You know, or do you say, like, Paula Deen's going home first just because of what has happened, all the controversies. But what if she turns out to be good? Or what if she's just, like, so fun and sweet, and you're like, well, I don't want her to go home. So that's what's kind of fun about having a really eclectic cast, because you can argue both ways, like, who goes the first week, and you may not necessarily be right.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't think of anyone right now. Like, looking at this list, I honestly can't pick out one person who I think is going to go, because, you know, as soon as we say somebody's going to go, then they're going to watch them stay till the final. So I think everybody, first of all, this cast is a crazy mix of people, like, just all-out eccentric craziness. But it's gonna be good for sure, and I don't see anybody – I think everybody could be a contender. I think everybody has a pretty good shot of going at least halfway. I mean, I know people do have to go home, but I could see any of these people going halfway, possibly to the finals. So,
yeah, because, I mean, you just talk to those people like Emma when she had Bill Engvall, and did she think she would make it that far? Of course not. And that's why you can never count out those elements. I even look at, like, Candace and Mark. I don't think anyone ever thought Candace Cameron would make it to third place. And you can, and it's possible, and but, you know, the contestant has to be just as focused as the pro is to make it to those last final weeks.
Yeah, and there have been people on the show that I did not expect them to last past week one or two, and then they stayed till the end. So, and, you know, going back to what you said about Lindsay a minute ago, first of all, imagine that stressful plane ride. I would be so stressed. I would need, like, I would have, like, gray hair popping out, and I would need, like, a nerve pill to handle, like, the stress of this show. I can't even imagine what it's like.
Yeah, I can't either. But it all worked out, so she's a pro, and she's got a partner.
It did. And I'm so sad Pete is not able to dance this time, but it's more important that she takes care of her health first, and then she comes back to dance later, because I know everybody wants to see Pete back. So sending her lots of love and everything on Twitter, and I know that it sucks that she doesn't get to dance, and she had a partner and everything, but it's okay. She'll be back. I'm confident in her coming back. Okay, so we only have a few more minutes. So I'm going to do, like, a quick little announcement rundown of our upcoming shows, and then I'll let you go, because it's weird if I'm sitting here just talking to myself. So I'll just do some quick announcements, and then we'll call it a day. Thanks for coming again for the fifth time. Nobody else has been on our show five times.
Hey, I'm honored.
You're in the five-time club. Like, we should start a group of people. Well, actually, Patsy Pease, Normal Lives, is coming on the show next week, and she has been on the show, like, I think it's the fourth time, so she's one behind you, but you're only fifth-time guest. Okay, so Cody comes back next Monday. I know everybody's excited because they don't want to listen to me talk to myself. Let's see. Friday night, I have Kathy on the show again to do a Days of Our Lives General Hospital recap discussion, because everybody from the history of that show has come back this week, and I don't even watch Days of Our Lives, and I'm excited. Tuesday the 8th, we have singer Corey Ann on the show. The 15th, we have Patsy Pease, and then the 22nd, we have Bonnie Irwin back, and then the day after that, I'm trying to convince Cody to do a Law & Order premiere discussion show, because that's my favorite other than Dancing with the Stars in General Hospital. But he doesn't watch it, so maybe I'll convince him. Anyway, thank you again, Kristen, for coming and gossiping about Dancing with the Stars with me yet again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, well, I will talk to you on Twitter, and you definitely have to come back once the show premieres and talk about everybody again. So I will see you then.
All right, bye.
Okay, everyone, thank you for listening today. As I said, we were so excited that we got to have Kristen back on, and we will definitely make a point to do Dancing with the Stars weekly recaps and discussions once Cody is back and everything, and the show's going. So thank you all for tuning in. This is another episode of Weekdays with Murph.